Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me.
Hello, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio on this beautiful Sunday. The last show in February, guys.
Yep.
I'm your host today, Ted Parrish, CFA. I'm also a principal here at Hensler. And, I don't have the usual anchor host with me, Dr. Gene Hensler and Bill Lako. But I do have, instead, I have my trusted research cohorts, Troy Harmon, CFA.
How's it going, Teddy?
Mark Bindinelli, CFA.
Straight from the D-team.
And Nicholas, the kid, and Anucci.
What's up, guys?
So we're here all to provide valuable and well-versed answers to the questions that were submitted all week that can be submitted during the week by way of drgene@hensler.com. Or you can actually call at 770-429-9166 or go to our website, hensler.com, and you can look up a bunch of information there and also submit questions. We're here to talk about your money today, of course. We answer questions all the time, and no different today, guys. We usually start the show out, guys, with a recap of the week, and I guess we'll do the same thing this week. Not a whole bunch going on this week, but, you know, chain store sales snapshot.
Yep.
From Wednesday. Had the same store sales up 2.7% in the latest week. But it doesn't really matter that much week to week like that.
I think. It's a little bit volatile if you watch it that closely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And producer price index, I think, was a big release this week. It actually showed a decline in prices. By 0.2% in January.
I think you...
Oh, no, it
was an increase. Yeah. I think he was just making sure we were awake.
I was just making sure
we'll give him credit for that.
It actually increased 0.2%.
Right.
And that was a big surprise. My bad, wrong direction. And I think it sparked some concern on from the Fed, right, this week?
Well, you don't know really what sparked their concern, but if you did look, consumer price index was actually unchanged, so it hasn't really worked through to that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the FOMC has kind of made a splash in the market with folks starting to wonder whether or not they're going to continue with this easy money policy.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of folks that have called for it to end for a long time. It's anybody that's tried to buy fixed income bonds or whatever has seen that you can hardly get any return on your money there.
Well, you say that the CPI was actually flat, but the core was actually up 0.3%,
right.
And that's excluding energy and food, which I never get anyway. Food should be included.
Yeah.
But it was up 0.3%, which is a pretty strong gain. And I think several of the FOMC chair guys from around the nation, the regional chairman, actually came out and made statements.
Yeah.
Fisher being one of them.
I think he's been a dissenter a long time.
Yep.
But, yeah, they're just wondering whether or not or how long we might be able to sustain this policy of purchasing treasury bonds.
What's her balance sheet at nowadays? About three?
It's huge.
I'm not sure the number. It's huge. Right. They just keep... Yeah, I mean, the more they buy these bonds, the bigger it gets.
So can you blame the comments out of the Fed as the reason why the market's down over 1% so far this week?
Sure. Yeah, that's what market didn't start really tanking until Wednesday when they came out with it.
Right.
The FOMC minutes came out Wednesday afternoon. Tuesday we had a nice day. We were closing at five-year highs. So.
And we've kind of been expecting this. The market's really been on a tear the first 2 months of the year, so I guess we kind of figured there would be some sort of a correction.
Yeah, there's also a bigger wet blanket laying over the market with next Friday's sequester about to hit us, so we'll have those forced spending cuts. There's a lot of people that are saying that could be a positive, though. So,
Larry Kudlow actually is on the air today and yesterday saying how it was going to be pro-growth if the sequester did go into effect. Of course, our illustrious leader, he's saying that he's trying to avoid blame for the sequester. And I don't understand how on earth he can possibly do that.
You mean the guy
who has it?
It was
his idea, right?
Well,
he
in
the Democratic Congress.
Yeah. What's his budget been for the last 4 years again?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. There's not really a budget.
Yeah, but the whole sequester deal, and we can talk about this later. I think, and Dr. Gene may disagree, that going over and just having this the spending cuts is exactly what we need in the country. I don't think that all of them should come from defense, but we're talking about 3% of annual spending, right? So yeah. It's not the end of the world. $85 billion a year over 10 years, right?
Right.
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody frames it up as if all of that spending cuts are going to take place this year.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, this year, if it does, Congressional Budget Office mm-hmm. has said that we're going to lose about 60 basis points out of gross domestic
yeah.
park.
And some odd 750,000 jobs mm-hmm. by the end yeah. of the fourth quarter.
Right.
That's projections.
Based on the $85 billion?
Yep.
I don't see how it amounts to that yeah. much, but... You know, nonetheless, I'm sure the economy will adjust to it. It won't be the end of the world. Will we go into a recession because of it? I don't think it would be because of that $85 billion alone. I don't think we're going into a recession. Dr. Gene, he has a slight different opinion. But, you know, all in all, the news this week wasn't all positive. There was some negative news. Housing starts actually declined in January, right?
Yeah, they fell 8.5%, but this was off of a four-year high. Mm-hmm. So this was actually the second highest number we'd seen since, I think, December 2008. Mm-hmm. There are about 890,000 units on an annualized basis.
And we saw last month's reading upwardly revised as well.
Yep. Yeah, it was 24%. Faster than January's of last year's pace. Permits were up about 35% over mm-hmm. last year, so that's going to bode well going forward because the more permits you get, the more houses that are going to be built.
And existing home sales were actually up 0.4%. I think that's the biggest part of the market is the existing home market.
Yeah, it represents about 90% of the overall housing market. And yep. we saw inventories fall to a pretty low month total at about 4.2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're getting that inventory cleared out. Prices mm-hmm. are up nearly 13% mm-hmm. Year over year. So people are starting to feel a little more wealthy, probably get out there and spend a little more. And we just need that consumer to keep spending
yeah.
and saving.
And what
the mortgage applications slowed a little bit, though, didn't they?
Yeah, just had like less than 2%.
Yeah. They're saying that rates overall have increased about 40 basis points, so 0.4%.
Well, we'll see what Matt Reeves has to say about that later.
Sure.
Pretty consistent with what you've seen in the bond market. I mean, we've been complaining about low rates, but
what
on the positive side, pretty flat. You've seen a pullback after mm-hmm. Yesterday's Fed yeah. minutes, people moving out of stocks. But you've definitely seen an increase over the past, say, 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah, you can get 0.26% in a two-year treasury.
Wow.
Who's complaining about that?
Ooh, yeah. You're rich.
Yeah. Yeah, so, rates are flying.
We had some company earnings this week. Earnings season isn't quite done yet, but a few big names, guys. Any particular that
yeah,
you want to talk about?
Dell's been in the news a lot lately because Michael Dell and a couple of other investors are trying to take the company private. Yet two of their largest shareholders, I think it's T. Rowe Price, and I can't remember what the other institutional shareholder is, but they're saying that Michael Dell is trying to pay too low of a price. And this is on a company who posted earnings that were 31% lower
wow.
last year, and revenues
wow.
are down 11%.
Well, you know, you got to look at that model and say that it's a commodity.
Sure.
You know, especially the PCs, you know, there's no value added I don't see there. So, I mean, I think he's trying to get it as cheap as he can.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
of course. But it's going to be up to those shareholders.
Yep.
And how much leverage do they have against him?
They own about 15%. Dell and this other company, Silver Lake Partners, owns about 16%.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's going to go to a lot of the other shareholders. It's basically neck and neck right now.
Yeah. Right.
And local company Genuine Parts actually reported earnings this week and looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, net income was up nearly 20%, but a lot of that was boosted from a freeze in their pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some of their employees aren't going to be as happy.
Right.
One last one we saw, guys. Garmin was down almost 10% yesterday on their decline in earnings, which we've kind of talked about lately and expected that, I guess, their technology to kind of fall off as you see people migrate to their cell phones.
Right.
I think Walmart's earnings are worth mentioning because it's such a big part of the economy. They slightly missed, but the stock was up. Am I right about that, guys? The stocks
they actually barely topped.
Yeah.
Barely beat, but the revenue missed, right?
A little bit. Their same store sales were off a little bit. They rose about 1%. We were expecting to see about 1.7%. And same store sales is such a key metric because it means that they're growing their sales organically rather than just opening new stores and saying, hey, our sales are up.
And they are blaming some of the, I guess, the same store sales numbers on the payroll tax increase as well as the delay in tax returns this year that's pushing some of the money that consumers would be spending a little further out.
I'm just getting all wrong today. I think their guidance was a little light.
their guidance they raised was a little light.
Forgive me.
Just a week or so ago, we see a story about Walmart's an email that came out early.
Yeah,
from
within the company saying how sales would be disastrous, I think, or some extreme language they used to really drive the stock down.
February has started off to a worst start since January because January was really ugly for them, and they were just
starting a month.
But January was so bad, and then for February to start out bad, you know, it was a big deal.
Right.
But stock's up today.
Yeah, it's just strange that you would hear that story a couple of weeks ago, and then you come out with earnings that aren't so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And other big news that continues the M&A robust M&A environment was OfficeMax and Office Depot. There's an announced merger. And that I think that says that's very positive for the
so we were joking about it so they could fail together.
Yes, right. Pigs unite.
They couldn't even announce their merger correctly. They accidentally announced it early on Wednesday on their website and then immediately pulled it back.
Oh, so they're a dog.
So they can't even announce their merger.
I would not recommend an office supply store. My worst enemy.
Right. Yeah, the old brick-and-mortar model just doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, well, we'll talk about that and a lot of other things on the other side of the break. We've got to stop here for a quick second and pay some bills. This is Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.